were living with HIV in 2013. Tests now hold that antiviral drugs need to be given immediately upon diagnosis. A federal appeals court struck down an Arkansas law that imposed some of the nation's toughest abortion restrictions that attempted to ban abortions in the 12th week of pregnancy if a doctor could detect a heartbeat. Sister Megan Rice, an 85-year-old nun and member of a pacifist movement called Plowshares, was released from prison after 2 years for breaking into a Tennessee security complex to protest the storage of nuclear warheads. Says it would be an honor to go back to jail to stop nukes. Federal Trade Commission agreed to a record settlement of $1.2 billion with Teva Pharmaceutical Industries over charges that its subsidiary, Cephalon, illegally blocked generic competition to its sleep disorder drug, Provigil. Former three-term New York State Republican Governor George Pataki announced that he's running for president, joining the list. Senator Bernie Sanders, 73 years old and running on the Democratic side, is surprisingly drawing a number of sympathetic seniors to his rallies. Such voters are a factor in New Hampshire, Iowa, and South Carolina, early primary states. Federal lawsuits in Alabama allege that the 37 Blue Cross plans nationally are conspiring to divide markets and avoid competing against each other, therefore driving up prices for patients and lowering payments to doctors and other healthcare providers. Suits include Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Missouri, and other southern and western states. Scientists in Denmark are proposing rewilding plants rather than calling them GMOs by taking strains of ancient plants and melding them with modern species to make them more drought resistant. Only New York State has a law that requires drivers to keep one hand on the wheel. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.